WKO4LEO.
Pass from the past, where you been?
Thurstonville and on I-26 West, and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, man.
Out of Lowe's, there's too much traffic on White Hampton to get out. Anyway, did you get your new Foothills ID card yet?
I just got it in the mail today.
Me too. I just got mine today. That's why I asked, because mine's sitting over here. I got it out of the mailbox before I left home. So good. You're signed up for another year. Me too.
Guys, get out and fly.
Yeah, that's the hard part, especially when the equation says make money or spend money. Which are you going to do?
I added a drop kit to the Mavic that I had, and dang, it's I haven't even had a chance to use it yet.
Goggles that I'd like to try out, and I've never used them yet. They're brand new goggles, top of the line, the best they make, and they're just sitting there collecting dust.
Thought about that today, about adding goggles to that. So, but yeah, you're gonna need a good VO to go with that.
A visual, observer, somebody to watch while you fly.
Yep. If you got your remote ID,
the club covers that for us.
Yep. And I went ahead and bought one of the DroneTech modules. And DroneTech Beacon is the name of it, I think. But I just re-registered my drone and put the remote ID module serial number in there so I could fly in places other than just with the, at the club.
My telemetry, I want to embed it in my telemetry so that I can control exactly what's in there. My telemetry has more than what the FCC requires. I don't know if I don't know if they're as flexible, or that's an FAA requirement that, you know, with the FCC you can identify as long as you're not using an encrypted protocol.
If you're gonna fly other than in a PREA, you have to go into the FAA's database, the FAA DOC document of compliance, and see if whatever you're using is acceptable.
It's the one that's been being used forever. It's the one that's in RDPilot. It's I think even DJI uses it. So and if they can do that without having to add any extra to it to make and they're compliant, then I'm pretty sure it'll work. But like you said, I got to go in there and figure that out. But it'd be real easy to modify that stream and just put it in there whatever they want. Just put it in the stream. Then you have no extra hardware.
About all the ins and outs of that, I just know that in order to have it, I mean, if you're going to fly something other than a FREA, you're going to have it registered with that some kind of serial number on it to be compliant with Part 89.
Mine ran out this month. The end of this month, mine ran out, so I had to renew it at the beginning of this month. And when I got mine the very first time, they said you don't have to register an aircraft. But you this time you have to register at least one aircraft. So I registered my Delta Wing mid-engine Delta Pusher just so that I'd have one on the books for them. I got too many of them mine might last, their whole life cycle might be 3 weeks. Who's going to register one whose life cycle was that short?
Yeah, that's all under the recreational rule set. I don't know how they're doing that with. I haven't looked in the drone zone thing there to see how they're doing that with recreational.
Well, that's why I'm hesitant to. I don't need to make money on any of it right now. I mean, I might do that one day, but I'm not interested. I'm doing it for the fun of it. I'm not doing it to make money. So, and when you do cross that threshold, it's a one-way street, right? And there's no one-way street going back. It's once you do it, then you're roped into a lot of things I don't want to be roped into.
At the club with the FREA, it's good, but even under recreational rules, there are eight different things you have to comply with now in order to say you're compliant with recreational. Otherwise, the default rule set is you have to have a commercial license.
And harder and harder. So far, Steve and I have been keeping up with all of that stuff, and we're still legal, but but, you know, it might be 8 today, it might be 12 tomorrow, who knows? I mean, they're just so, they're just so flexible. They change so much. It's like a moving target.
And I just got my renewal notice yesterday, KN4 VWA.
Yeah, I'm trouble knocking at the door. Hey, Steve.
How dare you? I'm sweet and innocent.
Just laughing. How are you, Steve?
I think I'm going to make it. And, Dave, I don't want to hear any grousing about having goggles that have been sitting on the shelf too long and not used. We all know about that, don't we?
Absolutely. It's my own fault. But, hey, you know, you gotta grab opportunity when it walks by. Otherwise, anyway, I've got to get back to that this year. That's going to be my New Year's resolution, to increase my quantity of flying. Hey, everybody, KO4 Elio.
I didn't mean to jump in between you guys. I just thought I'd have a little fun and say hello real quick, so I'm jumping out. KN4 VWA. Y'all have a good one. 73s.
I'm about to pull in the driveway, too. I'm working on mounting an overhead over-range microwave. ORM is what they call it. Anyway, it's not as much fun as flying, but it's what she wants. And you know, when she's happy, everybody's happy. So Jim, I'm gonna hop out to KF4LAO and KM4VWA W4DJW. This is my last one.
AW and KN4, whatever that last part was. KO4LAO. Good to talk to both of you, Steve and Dave. We'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4LAO clear.